The NOAA team of veterinarians looking into the death of two killer whales near Dillingham have finished their initial investigation. The team performed two necropsies, or animal autopsies, on the dead whales this week. KDLG's Dacia Eaton has the story from Dillingham.
Dr. Judy St. Ledger, who works at SeaWorld, led the team of four vets and two assistants. The NOAA team performed two necropsies, or animal autopsies, on the dead whales this week. The first necropsy revealed one of the killer whales was carrying a full-term fetus and may have died from complications. The team spent most of Wednesday doing a second necropsy on the second whale up the Nooshigak River near Black Point. St. Ledger.
The team went out to Black Point. We were able to access the carcass, although there was a bear in the area. We never had any animal interaction or problems with that animal. There was some predation on the carcass, but we were able to do a rather complete examination.
St. Ledger says her investigation revealed the second whale was also a female.
This was another adult female killer whale. The animal appears to be older than the animal that we examined in Dillingham. However, certainly we know from the history before these animals died that they were traveling together. On gross exam, we didn't find anything remarkable that suggested the cause of death or cause of illness in this animal. We were able to collect a full suite of tissues. Now, when we looked at the tissues of the animal, we really weren't able to determine what the cause of death was. But as with the first case, we're going to submit those samples to a variety of investigations over the next few weeks to see what we can learn about what's happened to this whale.
The NOAA team arrived Monday after three killer whales were seen swimming far up the Nooshigak River. The whales were first spotted up the Nooshigak near Ekwok back in September. NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service caught wind of the situation in early October. Photos revealed the orcas were likely suffering from freshwater stress. NOAA began coordinating aerial surveys to pinpoint the whale's exact location, with the intention of putting together a possible intervention. Saturday, two of the three whales turned up dead. The third whale, a juvenile, was last seen swimming down the Nooshigak River toward Bristol Bay and has not been seen since. The team left Dillingham Thursday and will continue their investigation into what killed the whales in the lab using samples they took in the field.
As our investigation continues, not only are we going to look for what was the cause of death for each of the individual whales, but what are the things that we're finding in common with these two whales? And the kind of questions we're trying to answer are the kind of questions everyone would like us to answer. What happened? How did it happen? And what can we say potentially about why? I don't know how much we'll be able to answer those questions, but that's what we're working on now.
The results of the necropsies should be available in 4 to 6 weeks. In Dillingham, I'm Dacia Eaton.